Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, February 16th, 2024. I'm Rob Dunwood. OpenAI is launching Sora, a video game generation model that can, from a text prompt, create realistic and imaginative scenes with multiple characters, specific types of motion, and more. Sora can understand how objects exist in the physical world, as well as accurately interpret props and generate compelling characters that express vibrant emotions. Some of the Sora-generated videos included in the OpenAI blog post exhibit telltale signs of AI, but the results are overall pretty impressive. Sora is currently only available to red teamers who are assessing the model for potential harms and risk. However, OpenAI is offering access to some visual artists, designers, and filmmakers to get feedback. Apple has confirmed home screen web apps will no longer be available on European iOS devices, and in its updated developer notes, explains that the new DMA requirement that allows browsers that don't use its WebKit architecture will require building an entirely new integration architecture that does not currently exist in iOS to address the complex security and privacy concerns associated with web apps using alternative browser engines. The Open Web Advocacy Organization, however, disagrees and believes Apple's response is misguided, and the complete absence of web apps indicates a strategy of deliberate obfuscation. Indian automaker Mahindra announced that it has signed a supply agreement with Volkswagen on the use of key electric components of the German carmaker's open platform for electric vehicles. Mahindra plans to use certain platform components, as well as Volkswagen's unified battery cell for its own electric platform called Inglo. The Indian company will be the first external partner to use the unified cell, a new cell technology that Volkswagen plans to use in 80% of its battery cells. The supply agreement was the first of its kind for Volkswagen, but the carmaker said last September that it was in talks with other players about similar deals. During the official Xbox podcast on Thursday, Microsoft Gaming CEO Phil Spencer officially announced that four games were going to be made available on the PlayStation and Nintendo Switch. Spencer didn't mention the names, but sources say the first two titles will be Hi-Fi Rush and Pentiment, followed by Sea of Thieves and Grounded. Spencer did say that Starfield and Indiana Jones, which had been rumored to be part of the first four cross-platform titles, were not on the list, but he didn't rule out the possibility of these titles arriving on PS5 in the future. Not every Xbox game is going to suddenly appear on rival consoles, but Microsoft is considering the potential for more in the future. According to Bloomberg, Apple has ramped up development of an AI-powered code completion tool that's similar to Microsoft's GitHub Copilot. The company expanded internal testing of new generative AI features for its Xcode programming software and plans to release them to third-party developers this year. Similarly to Microsoft's GitHub Copilot, the programming tool Apple is working on applies large language models to predict and complete strings of code and potentially write code to test apps. Crypto exchange Coinbase reported fourth quarter results on Thursday, and for the first time in 2 years, posted quarterly results on sturdy trading volumes due to a resurgence in interest in crypto. Investors' enthusiasm for crypto was rekindled in recent months by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission's highly anticipated approval of the first spot Bitcoin ETFs. And even though those ETFs weren't approved until January, anticipation of approval propelled trading in Q4 of 2023. T-Mobile has set a new record for 5G uplink speed at 345 megabits per second thanks to a new feature called Uplink Translate Switching, or ULTX. T-Mobile describes ULTX switching as a groundbreaking technology that enables seamless switching in combination of different frequencies, effectively creating more uplink capacity and higher uplink speed. T-Mobile was able to achieve this speed using equipment from Nokia and a smartphone equipped with Qualcomm's Snapdragon Modem RF system. The European Union has expanded the Digital Services Act that blocks strict digital rulebook, which is already kicked in for nearly two dozen of the biggest platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Amazon, to nearly all online platforms, marketplaces, and intermediaries. Only the smallest businesses with fewer than 50 employees and annual revenue of less than 10 million euros are exempt. Users, member states, and platforms can now use the new tools under the DSA to shape a safer and more transparent online world, said European Commission Executive Vice President Margaret Vestager. And finally, Microsoft has fixed a bug where its Edge browser was automatically importing browser data in tabs from Chrome without consent. In a statement, Microsoft says, Edge has a feature that provides an option to import browser data on each launch from other browsers with user consent. This feature state might not have been syncing and displaying correctly across multiple devices. This is fixed. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.